News, I'm Ben Thomas. Teenager Ethan Crumbly has been sentenced to life in prison for killing four students and wounding others at Michigan's Oxford High School in 2021. Jackie Quinn on today's sentencing hearing.
I thought I was dying.
Student Kylie Osage was shot and couldn't get up from a blood-soaked carpet as her friend Hannah lay dying next to her.
I kept trying to reassure her. Someone will come help us. Don't worry. Just keep breathing. Just please stay with me.
Mother Nicole Beausoleil, on not being a parent, reunited with her child that day until she had to ID Madison's body.
I was not allowed to touch my own daughter. I was not allowed to hold her hand and just let her know I was there.
And teacher Molly Darnell, shot in the arm.
I have firsthand knowledge of how you disregard and devalue human life. You have proven that you cannot be trusted to live within a free community.
The defense fought for Crumbly, hoping his, quote, sick brain might someday be fixed with counseling. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United States has vetoed a UN resolution backed by almost all other Security Council members demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza. Deputy U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood.
This would only plant the seeds for the next war, because Hamas has no desire to see a durable peace.
A federal appeals court in Washington has upheld a gag order on former President Trump in his 2020 election interference case, saying he does not have an unlimited right to speak. However, it has narrowed the restrictions. A pregnant woman in Kentucky has filed a lawsuit demanding the right to an abortion. It's the second recent legal challenge to sweeping abortion bans that have taken hold in more than a dozen states since Roe v. Wade was overturned. And actor Ryan O'Neal has died at the age of 82, that according to his son. O'Neal was one of Hollywood's biggest stars of the 1970s, Love Story and Paper Moon among his credits. This is AP News. November's jobs report helped spur stocks to another winning week. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Wall Street climbed to its highest level in 20 months following a stronger-than-expected report on the job market. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Friday for its sixth straight week of gains. That's the longest weekly winning streak in 4 years. The Dow rose 130 points. It's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite also gained 0.4%. Treasury yields rose sharply following the report, which said that U.S. employers added more jobs last month than economists had expected. The strong data keeps concerns about a possible recession at bay, but markets are still worried that a strong economy could give more fuel to inflation. That pushed traders to curtail their bets for how many times the Federal Reserve might cut interest rates next year. The yield on the 10-year Treasury, which helps set mortgage rates, rose to 4.23%. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.